Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the BLS International Services Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shikhar Aggarwal, Joint Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to our earnings conference call for Q1 FY23. I have on call with me today Mr. Nikhil Gupta, our Managing Director, and Mr. Amit Sudhakar, Chief Financial Officer of the company. To start with, I'm happy to say that we have started the new fiscal year on a strong note. Our performance for quarter one has been better than expected, surpassing the previous quarter, which was already above pre-COVID levels. With travel and tourism recovering rapidly across various regions, we are witnessing robust month-on-month growth in business, especially in our visa and consular services. China and Russia comprise approximately 30% of visa and consular business till before COVID. Business in those countries has not recovered fully yet. Despite this, business from rest of the regions has already surpassed the combined business, including China and Russia, during the pre-COVID time. As travel resumes in full swing in these two countries, it should boost our revenue significantly going forward. In our visa and consular business, growth would come from multiple fronts, new clients, new geographies, and enhanced service to existing clients. We'll also focus on added value services, which will help us utilize our existing network and infrastructure, thus enhancing efficiency and margins. This quarter has been particularly eventful for our business corresponding line of business, in line with our strategy to expand inorganically. On 7th June, we acquired 88.71% stake in Zeromark Private Limited, a business correspondent for SBI in India. The acquisition has further strengthened our BC business and will reduce our dependence on our existing lines of businesses. This move makes us the biggest BC for SBI across India. The acquisition was made at an enterprise value of 135 crores, of which 15 crore was debt and 120 crore was the net equity valuation. The debt has already been repaid. ZMPL's contribution to the total top line was approximately 10 crores during 8th to 13th June alone. Quarter two onwards, we expect a revenue of 35-40 crores per quarter from this. The acquisition is also expected to improve our ROCE going forward. On the other front, citizen services continue to grow with several new contracts that we won during the quarter, like the contract from the West Bengal government and the Karnataka government. I would conclude by saying that all our business are generating profit. We firmly believe that digitization is the key in the post-COVID world, and therefore we will always strive to use cutting-edge technologies in all our services. This is all from my side. I now hand over to Mr. Amit Sudhakar for update on the financial performance. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let me brief you on the financial performance for the first quarter ended 30th June 2022. During the quarter, we reported a revenue of 272.7 crores, a healthy increase of 52.7% YOY and 7.4% QOQ, mainly driven by continued recovery in visa and consular business as well as citizen service businesses. Revenue was also supported by a contribution of about 10 crores from ZMPL during the quarter. We are seeing a good momentum in all our businesses and are optimistic of sustained growth in the coming quarters. Zeromark Private Limited is one of the largest business correspondent of SBI in India, with about 11,500 active CSPs. It has more than 15% of all SBI business correspondents business. This move gave us a BC business, a pan-India presence across all states and union territories. ZMPL also accounts for about 5%-6% of all the bank accounts, deposit base, and aggregated value of transaction of BC system in India. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 31.5 crores compared to 18.8 crores in the corresponding quarter last year and 35 crores in Q4 FY22. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 11.4%, which was about 100 basis points higher compared to corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA margin for the quarter was impacted due to certain one-time expenses incurred, mainly on account of around 2.5 crore in relation to acquisition costs, and there was an increase in the employee costs due to increments and new hiring for new upcoming projects. Profit before tax stood at 32.4 crore in Q1 FY23 as compared to 20.8 crore in previous corresponding quarter and 37.3 crore in Q4 FY22. Our interest income reduced since we utilized some of our cash reserves for the acquisition of ZMPL during the quarter. PBT margins in Q1 FY23 stood at 11.9% compared to 11.6% in Q1 FY22. Going forward, as mentioned earlier, ZMPL will help us in our strategy to expand our BC business vertical. Acquisition is EBITDA and EPS accretive from day one and is expected to improve the ROC going forward. This is all from my side. We now open the call for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the first question from the line of Aniket Redekar. He's an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. I have a couple of questions. Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, can you throw some light on our businesses, like the visa, e-governance, and the banking-related business we have? So what kind of growth we have seen from last two quarters, and what would be our strategy for the couple of quarters?
Correct. So if you see, we have three lines of businesses. One is visa and consular business, which constitutes more than 80 to 85% of our revenue. The banking correspondent and the e-governance only constitutes 15 to 20% of our revenue. Going forward, you know, we are seeing encouraging growth in all the sectors of the company. So we are aggressively looking at, growth in all three sectors. So, you know, revenue mix on a long-term basis should remain the same.
Okay. And sir, any development in our e-governance services?
Yes, as you know, we have recently won two new contracts in India. One is from the West Bengal government, where we will be doing land registration projects. And another is the Karnataka project, wherein we will be opening 4,000 offices. So those are the two contracts that we have won.
And sir, as we all know, that is the pandemic which is hampering our businesses. So which of the most regions are impacted so much due to the pandemic?
Correct. So see, as you know, even during pandemic, when the visa business was almost zero, we had still made a profit of more than 50 crore with more than 450 crores of revenue. Situation can only get better from there and has been getting better. Last year, we did more than 800 crores of revenue and 111 crores of bottom line. And this quarter also, only 60 to 70% of our application count is back from 2019 levels. You know, certain geographies within China and Russia are still semi-closed. and you know, still operating at not negligible volume of 2019 level, not more than 10 to 15%. So as things open up more in those geographies, you know, we will see a jump in our revenue and bottom line from our existing contracts.
Okay. And as we can say, in our all businesses, we are recovering right now. So which are the growth parameters we have seen in our such segments?
See, we have been seeing aggressive growth in our visa and consular business. Revenue per application has increased from 2019 level. The psyche of customer has changed in terms of demands of services that they want right now. And we also got certain increases in our service charges and prices of value-added services. So I think that is why we are seeing aggressive growth in our visa and consular business. And on top of that, you know, even if you see, we have recently acquired this company, Zero Mask, which has led to a good growth in our banking correspondent business. Going forward, there will be synergies that will kick in with our existing BC business. So we will see a further growth in gross profit margin and a reduction in expenses in that business. Even in the e-governance business, as soon as we set up those offices, we will see a growth in that business as well.
So, sir, as you said, right, the Zero Mask private company. So can you throw some light on this acquisition part of it? So
I will request our MD, Mr. Nikhil Gupta, to throw some light on that acquisition.
Actually,
just brief you that the cost of acquisition and what the business the company is doing. As we said, it's the largest banking correspondent in State Bank of India. State Bank of India basically has branches in tier A, 1, 2, and 3 cities. But when it goes to the rural areas, they don't have a great presence. So what they've done is outsourced the work of opening bank accounts and making a transfer of monies, as well as updating passbooks and various things, services. All these are being outsourced to a banking correspondent like us. So we are managing about 11,000 plus centers across all states and union territories of India. With all of these correspondents.
So can we say we are only focusing on SBI as a business correspondent,
no,
or any other entity also we are looking for?
No, we've already got 4 other banks with whom we are working already, and this has added a large number of branches where we can also extend other services through them. Okay, so we think that this is a good area to get into, and since we have a strong presence, we are looking at big growth here.
So, on the bottom line front, would be the benefit of this acquisition?
Yes, very much. It's from day one, it's cash accretive.
Okay. Sir, can you brief on your pay-per-use businesses? Hello.
Pay-per-use.
Yes.
So, sir, which one is that? Pay-per-use.
Sorry, I cannot understand the question.
Yeah, the banking sector, as you mentioned in your segment, we have the banking also. Right.
Correct.
The banking correspondence. So, what is our pay-per-use? I mean,
So, how it works is that, as you know, from a company perspective, we only get into businesses which gives us a per application money. So, even in the banking sector, we get commission on per transaction. So, it depends on different transaction, what is the commission that we get.
Okay. And, sir, who are the main competitors? And what would be the entry barrier for us in our business?
In the banking correspondent business?
Yes.
The State Bank of India has got about 20 companies which are doing this work. But as we said, Zero Mask is the largest and by far the largest. So out of 70,000, we've got 11,000 odd, which is 15%. The others are all much smaller. Right from 5 crore businesses to 20 crore in business, ours is nearly 160 crores last year we must have done.
Okay. Okay. And sir, any new capex plan in near future?
Sorry?
Any new capex plan in near future?
No, there is in banking correspondent you don't need any capex really.
No. Over I'm asking.
Abhijit, do you have any number?
See, we have a normal operating capex in the range of every year around 15 to 20 crores. But for these e-governance business, there is no capex required per se. There is an initial investment in getting people on board who generate this business. So it's just there is no capex per se has been done on these contracts.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir. This is from my list.
Yeah. Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nitin Padmanabhan from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. I had a couple of questions. The first is, I think Shikhar, you had mentioned the visa volumes roughly in terms of how Russia and China volumes pre-COVID as a percentage was, and any sense how it is now, if you could give both the numbers, and how are the overall volumes versus pre-COVID?
Correct. So, Nitin, as you know, if we talk about, the first quarter or even the last year, you know, we are at 60 to 65% of our overall visa numbers or overall application count. Reason being that certain geographies, have not come back to normality. So, you can say that it, at least 25 to 30% used to come from those geographies, and only 10% or 15% number has started coming from those geographies as of now.
Sure. And what is the general expectation by when you think this should sort of ease out, considering the things happening in those geographies?
See, we are also relying on the news that we see on the channels, but I think we are hopeful that within this year things should streamline, because as you know, people have not traveled for the last 2-3 years, and the countries that have opened up, we have seen a huge demand. You know, there has been a pent-up demand where people are eager to travel. Even in those countries, our expectation is that we need to be ready with our infrastructure, with our people on the ground to work on enhanced capacity, because we are expecting a surge in demand as soon as those countries open up.
Sure. And the new contracts that we have done right through over the past few years. Kuwait, for example, just as an example, have they sort of ramped up to full sort of potential for you, or they are also sort of lagging?
See, definitely certain geographies are still lagging. We started working for the Indian Embassy in Kuwait, I think, a couple of months back. So that has started becoming, we are getting the revenue from that contract that has already started streamlining, for us as a company. But certain other contracts which we are yet to deploy, like the German contract, will be starting only in the next few months. Revenue will start coming in then. So certain contracts, definitely we have seen certain revenue. But, contracts that will be deployed soon, their revenue will only start coming in from then.
Sure. And any updates on these renewal opportunities, whether I think UK is due in October or maybe some, I think there were some subcontracting opportunities as well, maybe Saudi or US and things like that. Any updates broadly on these?
Correct. So as you know, I think everyone knows this industry is a long gestation period. It takes us 2 to 3 years, from initiation to a conversion of a contract. So as there is a big opportunity of $1.5 to $2 billion in the market of different countries that you have mentioned. And so we are actively working in all these opportunities. As and when the results are announced, we will definitely let you know.
Sure. And just one last one from my end. Does the Karnataka and the West Bengal contract, will they be able to leverage the correspondent, ZMPL correspondent presence in those areas, or you'll need separate centers altogether?
So see, I think what our objective initially was to, you know, obviously cross-utilize people on the ground. So definitely, you know, people that we have as district managers or regional managers in those geographies can work on even deploying the, you know, offices for other contracts. So definitely there is a cross-utilization, and that was the main aim of getting into similar lines of businesses, you know, so that it will lead to an increase in bottom line straight away for us.
Sure, fair enough. That's all from my end, and all the very best.
Thank you,
Mr.
Thank you very much, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Neha Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. My first question is about Zeromas Private Limited. So do we fully plan to acquire it? And then what will be the cost at which we acquire in case we plan to?
See, I would say, Amit, with your response, the shareholder in this company, besides the promoters or besides the promoter company, is State Bank of India itself. So there is no benefit in taking over their shareholding, and they've also expressed an interest in continuing with the company. So there is no plan to take over, so the question of pricing doesn't apply.
Okay. And there was this source of retaining 15 crore debt which was taken for the acquisition. So what was the source for that?
So they were internal accruals. We have done all the acquisition and the repayment from the internal accruals.
Okay, full 15 crores from internal accruals itself.
That's right.
Okay. And so what is the management strategy to identify governments that is not currently in business of outsourcing visa or consular servicing?
Yeah, hi, this is Shikhar this side. So Neha, what has happened is that, as you know, this market is outsourced only, you know, up to a level of 50% globally. So only 50% governments had outsourced conventionally. Now post-COVID, what has happened is a lot of governments which were kind of hesitant to outsource for the first time have started to fast-track the outsourcing. You know, as you know, we have recently won contracts for the Brazil government in two countries which were outsourced for the first time, the Philippine government in three countries were outsourced for the first time. So a lot of these governments, you know, be it in Latin American or Southeast Asian markets, a lot of countries which are, you know, never outsourced are thinking of outsourcing for the first time. We have started pilots, we started working for the Estonia government, which were outsourced to us for the first time. So I feel that in the next few years, the market definitely will change. It will expand at a, you know, very fast pace and a bigger scale. So we expect, you know, to win a lot of these new contracts also in addition to the existing market, which is growing for us.
Okay. So then, apart from growing in that segment, are we also looking for any other merger and acquisition opportunities?
So yes, Neha, we are, you know, we have a good amount of cash on the books. As you know, we have announced dividend for our shareholders, bonus. So we are doing all the things that are can add value to the company. On that only we did this acquisition in which we are getting 15% return. So we are actively looking at acquisition both in all the three segments of the company. And going forward also, we expect the revenue split from all these segments to remain the same. So because we expect good growth in the coming quarters.
So do we have anything in pipeline for merger and acquisition right now? Or we are just searching?
We are looking at opportunities. You know, as you know, Zeromas also, we had been looking for quite some time. We are conducting proper diligence. So we are actively looking at different opportunities at this particular point of time.
Okay. And now coming to the financials part of it. Can you help me understand what will be revenue and profit margins for the full year?
For the full year,
FY 23.
Right. For the full year, right now you can see whatever numbers we have done in the first quarter itself. Definitely there will be further growth, because the, for us normally, the business from the first quarter is little less than the other quarters. So definitely the next few quarters of business and the revenue for the company will grow further. And on top of that, if, as we expect the countries which are currently closed, if they open up, to a large extent, then definitely there will be a further growth. So in the coming few quarters, there will be definitely further growth.
Okay. And what is our target ROCE for FY23?
Now, that will improve going forward because of this acquisition, and as far as we can use our cash for acquiring or for the new project, the ROC will continue going up. And I see them going at a higher pace on a quarter-to-quarter basis now.
Okay. And what is the cash balance and debt as on book as of now?
So there is no debt on the book. We are zero debt company, and we have a balance of 330 crore as on 30th June.
Okay, sure. And for my last question, it's regarding the lower tax rate. So is this because of the subsidy in UAE that is helping us with the tax saving?
Yeah, that's right. Because UAE is our major profit center, and there the tax slabs are much lower.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much, sir, and good luck.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Rajiv Venkatesh, individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Amit. Hi, Shikhar. A couple of questions. Is there any shift in the business dynamics? Are we getting more asset heavy in terms of adding more employees for the projects of Bengal and Karnataka? Can you throw some light on this and how it is different from Punjab and UP?
Correct. So definitely, Rajiv, whenever we get new contracts, we need to have people who will deliver those contracts on the ground. People who are the submission officer level. So definitely, we have to add on people in West Bengal and Karnataka. Model is different in all the different geographies. So it is not like all the people will come on our books. Because in Karnataka, we have a model wherein we will partner with people. We will provide them per transaction commission. Whereas in West Bengal, we will appoint people on our roles, on our partner HR company roles from a compliance point of view. So, but if you talk about the people at a senior level, I don't think we have to change a lot of things because we already have certain people in those geographies. So it will not lead to an incremental, it will be an incremental benefit for us.
And how are we different from Punjab and UP on this perspective?
The contract is 100%. Every contract is not the same. It's a little different. In West Bengal, we are doing land record registration. It is kind of a similar concept wherein people will come and apply for the services. We will collect per application money. So in that sense, Punjab model is completely same, but services are quite limited in West Bengal, wherein we are not offering all the services that we are offering in Punjab. Same way in Karnataka, the services that we are offering are different, but the model is kind of similar. People will come to our center to apply for government services, but in neither of the contract, we have to establish our own offices. In Karnataka, in West Bengal, the offices will be provided by the government to us. And in Karnataka, we will be tying up with franchisee partners who will be opening the offices.
Great. And we don't get the fee from government. It is from the customer, right? From the person who wants the services.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay, one more is on the, I think a couple of calls, on calls before you said like on the software upgrade. So where are we on that and what is the progress on that?
So definitely, as you see, the software upgrade that we have done are leading to actual good wins of contracts for us also. Even if you see from an e-governance point of view, the contract that we have won for Karnataka and West Bengal, there will be not a major incremental expenditure for us since we already have the software that we have upgraded and we will be using the same software for deployment of services. So I think 60-70% of the software upgrade has happened. You know, all the new contracts that we have won, even for Germany and other countries and Italy, that on new governments that are going to come up, we are planning to utilize those softwares for deployment.
Great. Sir, okay, and one more question is like, I've been the investor for with BLS for almost like 4 or 5 years. So we started with Punjab, then moved to UP, then West Bengal, and now Karnataka. So we are getting some traction. So so how do you see this panning out from 2 to 3 years perspective with multiple states still yet to be, say like, we can still provide the same services, right?
Correct. So if you see, you know, it took us a lot of time even after Punjab to get into different states, because we want to stick to our model, which is a return on our investment, you know, minimum profit margin that we expect. So we are analyzing different states, you know, right now we don't want to take more contracts and, you know, have a problem of deployment. So we want to take contracts, deploy them properly, you know, provide good quality of service, and only then look at other states. So we are right now in the process of deploying what contracts we have got, and are and primarily talking to other states also. So I think there will be a growth in this sector, but at the same time, you know, we are heavily focused on growth in our visa counselor service business, you know, which is happening globally. So I feel that there will be growth in both the lines of business.
Great. So I have a question on the visa counselor services. So this post the Blackstone acquisition of VFS Global, are we getting any traction from the institutional investors to invest in BLS? What is your thought process on that?
I think definitely if we talk about the acquisition that the competitor has been done, there has been a big traction in the company. You know, I think, I don't know, Amit can also offline tell you that we've had big number of FIIs also entering the company. So there has been a big traction. So definitely, you know, there has been a good attention on this industry. Even governments are paying attention. So this will lead to expansion of the industry in terms of more avenues of outsourcing for us. So we are quite encouraged and energized when, you know, big companies also, you know, provide their commitment to this industry.
Great. On the EBITDA margins, can we assume that the current EBITDA margins are, say, the base is made, or can we still assume, like, going forward, we may see some compression in the EBITDA margins?
So, Rajiv, I feel the current EBITDA margins are the base, and they, you will see them improving going forward every quarter to quarter, because there is a fixed cost which is very much there, and the revenues are picking up on a month-to-month basis. So EBITDA will go on improving from here onward.
Great. Thanks, Amit. Thanks, Shikhar. All the best for your future endeavors. You will still be invested with BLS. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Shikha, independent investor. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Shikhar. Good set of numbers year on year. One bookkeeping question I would like to know about your one-time cost on employees. I think this quarter you've mentioned about 27 crores, and there is one-off staff cost for increment. Can I have that number, like, apart from other expenses, you have 2.5 crores. So just a breakup of one-time cost this quarter.
So Shikha, one of the things that employee cost also includes the employee cost of Zero Mass, which we have acquired during the quarter, as well as there is a new, the increments which company has done for the year were effective from 1st January onwards. There is a cost related to that which has added in this time, which will not go come going forward. So that will be approximately around 2 crores of one-time cost, which will not come going forward.
So this 2 crores was for the previous quarter, which is quarter 4 of last year, right?
That's right, that's right. But otherwise, so we should not also because of the acquisition which we did.
So 2 crores and 2.5 crores of acquisition, 4.5 crores is one-time cost, which is being shown in this operating expense, correct?
Yeah, yeah. But then acquisition cost will continue because it is also adding to the EBITDA.
No, that will not be carried forward for the next quarter, right? That's just for this quarter.
That's right. Hello?
Amit Adar.
Yeah, is my understanding right? Amit, if you can just clarify your
business. You're right, it's only one-time cost.
Okay, okay. One thing more, this cash which you mentioned, 330 crores, should we expect some kind of acquisition in BC front henceforth, or we are looking for opportunity in visa and consular business?
So we are definitely right now looking at acquisition opportunities more in visa consular service business. And you know, as in when we get a good opportunity in BC business, which will add to more synergies or increase in our you know, effective utilization of cash, then we will be looking at that also.
Sure. I think that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone at this time. We take the next question from the line of Aniket Redkar. Please go ahead, sir.
Again, I have some questions based on our financial, quarterly financial. Hello.
Sir,
I just want to know, have we added new assets during this period as the depreciation which has increased? So just wanted to know that.
No, there's no new major assets being added in this quarter.
Okay. Okay. And sir, in Q4 FY22, we can see that there is a 5 crores other income. So is that one-time increase?
Yeah, so in that there was a write-back of around 1.25 crore.
Okay.
And the balance was basically mainly related to the interest cost.
Okay. Got it, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. This is from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Agarwal for his closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone for your participation in our Q1 FY23 earning calls. In case of any further queries, you may get in touch with Bridge IR or feel free to get in touch with us. We look forward to interacting with you next quarter. Thank you.
On behalf of BLS International Services Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.